This is CDM's Grow Podcast, leading children's ministry with purpose. At CDM, our desire is to strengthen your church by connecting you to the people and resources you need to make disciples. In this episode, Scott Barber talks about the biblical reasons for God's people to gather together with their children every Sunday. Scott is pastor of Redeemer Church of the Shoals in Florence, Alabama. He also serves on the General Assembly Committee on Discipleship Ministries.
I want to talk to you about today why you and why your children should be in church, or for many of us, back in church. And so the way that I want to talk about that with you this evening is really I want to make two points. The first one, I just want to be very direct and practical and answer that question, why should we be back in church? I want to do that from just one passage of Scripture, very directly, very practically. And then I want to back up and take a look at the issue sort of from 35,000 feet and look at the big picture of Scripture. So let's take some time to do that together. Why should we be back in church? Why should you be there with your children? Number one, very directly, very specifically, here's why. Because meeting together helps us to hold on to our faith and it makes us better people. Very directly, very succinctly, that's why. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. You can read there where it says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Do you hear what the Scripture is saying? The Scripture is saying there's this group of people that have developed this habit of meeting together. It was a habit. It was their routine. It's what they always did. And the Scripture is saying, hey, that's a good thing. And the Scripture says it's good for us to have that habit of meeting together. And the reason why is it helps us to hold on to our faith. Your translation may say that it helps us to not waver in our confession of faith. Think about that with me. It is easy to waver in our faith in the world that we live in. We see so many bad things, so many sad things in the news or in our community or in our neighborhoods. Our kids experience so many hard things and they see so many difficult things. Sometimes we're disappointed. We feel like we've brought our kids up in the nurture and admonition of the world and they're not turning out the way we had hoped that they would. And as we see bad things and sad things and life is not going the way that we thought it was going to go, it is easy for us to begin to believe that God's not faithful or that God's not good. Or that God's not in control. Or perhaps even that there's no God at all. It is easy for us to waver in our faith. But the Scripture says that if we develop this habit of meeting together, then we're able to hold unswervingly. We're able to hold on to our faith without wavering. And it goes on. It says that when we meet together, we spur one another on toward love and toward good deeds, that we encourage one another. I don't know about you, but I don't need anybody to encourage me to be selfish or to be self-centered or to be impatient. I don't need any help. Nobody has to spur me on to be demanding. I can do that all by myself, naturally. But the Scripture says that when we meet together, we're able to spur one another on to love and good deeds. That we encourage each other to be all that God designed us to be. Now, you may think to yourself, I can do that watching a preacher online or developing worship that way. I suppose to some extent that you can. But I just have to tell you, as we gather together week after week in a community, and I see people that I know, real people, not that are a long way off somewhere that I only see for 3.5 minutes on TikTok, but somebody who's real, that I know their lives, and I see how they celebrate and struggle in their marriage. I see them celebrate and struggle in their parenting. We had people during this quarantine who lost their jobs at this time. And to see those folks week after week stand up and sing, "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." There is something about that gathering together with real people that we know, that we rub shoulders with, and to profess what is true together. There is something about that meeting together that helps us to hold on to our faith in a world where it's hard to hold on to, and that spurs us on toward love and good deeds and encouraging one another. We all want to be the best versions of ourselves we can be. We all want to grow. We all want to improve. I know next week I want to be a better husband than I was last week. Next week I want to be a better father than I was last week. Next week I want to be better at my job than I was last week. And we gather together because there is something that happens when the people of God gather together that empowers us to be better than we would be by ourselves. Don't you want to grow that way? Don't you want that for your kids? This passage says that God uses our meeting together to accomplish those things in our lives. So very directly, very practically, that's why it's time for us to come back to it. Because meeting together helps us to hold on to our faith and helps us to be all God designed us to be. Very directly, very practically, that's the answer to that.